Without further ado, I just want to thank Rabbi Seidenfeld for coming in from Lakewood. He just, like I said, finished Yuma. They have a night theater program also built with Chazora and Chaburis and Bechinis. All these ideas that we're taking with us really come from people like him. He's the Rosh Chabura in Lakewood. And without further ado, I'd like to ask him to come say a few words.
Sanya, Yisrael, Shimi, Kala Chashu. It's a real schuss and kavod to be able to mishtate in such a beautiful siyum on the Sefer Shkolim, such a chashu olam. When Shimi asked me to speak, I was a little bit hesitant. First of all, Lake was not just around the corner from Seif. It's the first time I came here at night. I'm originally from Toronto, so I don't travel these streets. And also the weather is the best weather that we've had in recent days. But when he started to explain to me about the program, about Daf HaShavua and the Siyum Set HaShkolim, I got very excited and I knew that I had to be a chelik on this. Rabbi said, finishing the Set HaShkolim is a very choshev accomplishment. There are a lot of chaburas in Lakewood that learn basically anything you want to learn in Lakewood, but to my best of my knowledge, there is no chavur that learns Talmud Yerushalmi. And the ones that did Daf Yomi, I spoke to many of them. We just finished, Witnikva said, that many people just finished Shkolim, and the people that I spoke to couldn't wait till it was over. They said that Baruch Hashem is going to be over in a few more days, and we can't wait for it to be finished. And over here, you have an Olam that's learned Shkolim, Daf after Daf, week after week, for 6 months. It's a mardik commitment that just shows your hapus of Torah, your melas of Torah, and the dedication to Torah Hashem Yisbarach, Ashrech of Ashrech Halpecha. Shimi asked me to give an overview of Masechtas Yuma, which we just finished in my Chabura. That's when I started. I found there's 5 milas of learning Masechtas Yuma. First of all, as also mentioned before, is that after you've gone through the hard Yerushalmi words, and there's no Perish Rashi, you're back to familiar territory. You have the Talmud Bavli, you have Perish Rashi, easier words. That itself, if you're able to get through Shkolim, this is going to be a much easier ride through Yuma, just the reading of Masechtas Yuma. The second Mila that I found was that Yuma is done on Pia Seder. It starts 7 days before Yom Kippur, and it goes to Erev Yom Kippur, through Yom Kippur, step by step, and it's something, when you learn something on Pia Seder, there's an order, one thing after leads to another thing, it makes it easier to understand, and to follow, and to remember. So that itself is a mile by itself, that usually you have Masechtas that there's just a bunch of information being thrown at you. Over here you have it's something that's done on Pia Seder, it makes it much easier. A third mile of Masechta is the fact that there's a lot of ideas of Kachim that you pick up. Yuma is a Hakdama, an introduction to Seder Kochim. And you find, by going through Yuma, first of all, you go through the Beis HaMikdash, you see the tzir, the diagram of the Beis HaMikdash, the different azars, the rooms, the measurements. That's one part. The second part is you go through the Avodah, and you start learning about the Karbonos, you learn about the Seder Avodah, the exact order, how it's done, how they lit the menorah. So things that you don't pick up, when you're going through the Zvachim, they get everything, like I said before, it gets just thrown at you. But over here, you can pick it up slowly, and one after another, you pick up another idea, and finally, when you're finished, you get a little bit of a general idea of how the Beis HaMikdash and the Karbanas and the Avodas worked over there. I know a Chabura in the Mir Yerushalayim many years ago, that they started learning Shas from Masechtas Brachos, Alpiyah Seder. And when they got through Masechtas Yuma, they had such a cheshit to learn Kachim that they went to Masechtas Vachon, they skipped right over to Masechtas Vachon. So, I don't know what's going to happen over here, but it's something to look forward to. A fourth mila I found is that by learning Masechtas Yuma, you finally begin to get an understanding of the tefillos of Yom Kippur. On Musaf, we go through the Vodas Yom Kippur, and for most people, it's you're going through the motions. You bow down and then you go down to the floor. Whatever gets down to the floor, you sing the nagunim. It's good. But you don't really know when you go through the actual piyut. You don't understand what's going on. And finally, now the Gemara says that the zman amikdash we have korbanos. The zman is there. We have no korbanos. So kol aleimim sechus a parsha oilas kila hikub the carbon island. If you learn chatas and shlomim, it's as if you're makavit. And who would then lachai if you learn the avodas yom kippurim? It's as if you went through the avodah. The many my younger lights when we finished just before yom kippur, and they called me up after. They said that it was the best yom kippur they ever had in their entire life. The mamash felt that they went through the avodah. They felt like they were going into the kodesh kedushim with the kohen gadol. And it came out when at the end of the day with the Mara Koyin, the Simcha Tzuma, it was such a good feeling and the understanding and their kavanas to Vegas, what the meaning of the tefillah is supposed to be, which is the Ikra tefillah. They accomplished that, and Meretz Hashem, you're going to go through 2 years of this, you're going to be able to get your Yom Kippur is going to be enhanced greatly. And the last mile that I found is that usually we don't get a chance to think about tshuva and slicha and kapara until Rosh Hashanah, until Kaddish Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Seres Mitzvah, hopefully by Yom Kippur. But during the summer, during the spring, during the winter, who thinks about Yom Kippur? Over here, every single day, you're going to open up the Gemara, you're going to see Mesechtas Yuma, you're going to be learning about the Nyanim, you're going to get a daily dosage of his service just doing tshuva. And it's something which is a big davar chashuv and something to tap into, and you should take this to service to steig and come closer to your Torah and your Shemayim. The breakup of the Masechta. There are 8 prakim in Yuma. The first 7 is really split into 2. The first 7 prakim are all about the Avodas Yom Kippur, and the last parak, the 8th parak, has to do with all the halachos of Yom Kippur. The inuyim, the fact that you can't, the halachos of not eating and drinking, and chitza and sicha and tashmish and nilas and sandal, that's all the mishnah words you're going to find only have to do with the 8th parak. The first 7 parakim is the avodas yom kippur. What is the avodas yom kippur? So it's split into a few parts. The first part is the fact that 7 days before the kohen gadol separates the lishus upper head and he goes to a separate room, separates from his wife, separates from tuma. That's 7 days before. You get closer to the day of Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, he makes his final preparations. You have the Leil Yom Kippur, they keep him up. You don't want him to come tell me. And then finally, you get up to the Avodas Yom Kippur, which is the bulk of the Masechta. Before you start learning Avodas Yom Kippur, it seems a little scary. It seems a little complicated. There's a lot of details. But the Maisa, it's really broken up into 5 chalakim, 5 parts, and it's really pretty simple. There are 5 parts to his avodah. The kohen gadol has 2 sets of begadim. He has his bigdei zav, which is the 8th begadim that he wears on every single day, and then he has special for Yom Kippur during the avodah, which is specific for Yom Kippur. Those are the 4 bigdei pishtun, which is white begadim. It's called the bigdei lavan. When he does the regular avodahs of the day of Yom Kippur, bigdei zav. When he wears that, when he does the special thing for Yom Kippur, that's the bigdei lavan. Before he puts on his new begadim, he goes to the mikvah, there's 5 tefillahs, and before and after the mikvah, there's something called kiddush yadayim raglayim, you wash your hands, your feet, that's 10 kiddush yadayim raglayim. So it goes like this. There's, the first thing he does is the talmud shabbaikah. He does the regular talmudim shabbaikah, the first avodah that he does every single day, that he does with the big dizav. He switches into the big dizavan, he goes through the main part of the Avodas Yom Kippur, which is taking the Gatiris and bringing it into the Kodesh Kedoshim. He enters the Kodesh Kedoshim. He brings the Dam of the Par and the Sar. Also goes to the Kodesh Kedoshim. He does his Azoyis. That's the bulk of the day of Yom Kippur, and that's where he wears the Bigdei Lavan. After that, he changes back into Bigdei Zav. He does a couple more Karbanas of Karban Musaf, as Karban Oila, which is also like a regular type of Karbanas. He goes back into the Bigdei Lavan. He goes the second time into the Kodesh Kedoshim, takes out the Ketaris with his Bigdei Lavan, because he's wearing, whenever he goes to the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's wearing the Bigdei Lavan, that's number 2. And then the last thing, he goes back to his Bigdei Zav, finishes up the day with Masavin, and the Talmud Shabbat Arvayim, and that's how he finishes up the day. There are two highlights of the Avodas Yom Kippur, the main Avoda for the day. That is that the first thing that he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, something he never does, he's not allowed to go the rest of the year. So he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, he goes with the Keteris, he puts this incense onto these coals, make the smoke go up. He also goes, he does a bidi on his own car, and he does the sprinkling of the dam inside the Kodesh Kodashim and other parts of Bais HaMikdash and Bishim with his goat, the seerim. The second highlight is the fact that he takes two seerim, two goats that are identical. He does a girl. One is the seer la'ashem, one is the seer la'azazel. The seer la'ashem, like we said, he does a zoyz with that, and the seer la'azazel, that's where he takes this goat to the cliff. He wraps around this red ribbon on it, and the Mitzvah Shem, hope the Mitzvah Shem, that the clients will get their kapara and the tshuva, it turns into white. That's what those are now. The Mefarshim on Masechta Yuma. When you open up the Masechta, again, you're going to find back to familiar territory of Rashi. We're also going to find two Tosfos in on the Daf. You're going to see that there's a regular Tosfos, and there's a Tosfos Yeshanim. Tosfos Yeshanim, you might need a magnifying glass. It's a small print, but you should know that it's a very important Rishon. It's a regular Rishon, and he shtels in a lot of the posh, the pshat, the ha'aras on the sugya. He's very important and integral. It shouldn't be skipped over and overlooked. That's Tosfos Yeshanim. The regular Tosfos in Yuma, the Yavis brings down, was written by the Meram Rutenberg. Now it's kedai to take a minute just to hear the story of the Meram Rutenberg, to understand who this person was, and the mysterious depth she had for Torah, but to appreciate when you're learning Tosfos on the Sefer Yuma. The Meram Rutenberg, at his time, the King of France just burned the Talmud. And there was a Malshin, there was an informer that informed about the Meram, the Rabbeinu Meir, the Rabbeinu Baruch. He said that he told him to the king that he also was still teaching his Talmidim the Talmud, and he was ordered to go to jail. Even though he was in jail, the Meram still learned and wrote Chiddushei Torah, he wrote Tshuvos B'Halacha. And when the German Kehila and other Kehilas around neighboring Kehilas found out about this, so they went to send a delegation to the king, and they asked for his getting redeemed. The king said that if you want him to redeem, you have to pay a hefty sum. They started making the collections, and when the Meram got wind of this, he put a stop to the whole thing. He said, okay, the Gemara and Gittin, Ein Poydin, as a Shvuyin, Yosem, if they demand, if they take an oilam, that if it comes to Pidyon Shvuyin, if they're asking an exorbitant amount, you can't give it to them because it's Tikkun Oilam, they're going to keep on doing this. So he ordered them to stop, and he stayed in jail for 7 years until the day that he died. His Talmud, the Tashbitz, who wrote the Shalosh Tshuva Tashbitz, was able to get in between that time, he was able to get in periodically, and he used to smuggle out some of the tshuvas, which he printed, the Shalosh Tshuvas of the Meram Rutenberg, in his Sefer Shalosh Tshuvas Tashbitz. So Ritzel Zilberstein Shlita says that, if you think about it, that we're learning Masechtas Yuma. Yuma is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of Mesiras Nefesh, where people are Mes'ane, they fast, and they give up their Nefesh to the Ribono Shel Olam. And you're learning Tosfos, the Tosfos of Yom Kippur, the Tosfos of Yuma, was written by this Mechaber of the Meram Rutenberg, whose whole Mechus and Atzmius was one of Mesiras Nefesh. And the Gemara in Yerushalmi Shabbos says that Kol HaOmer Shmuel Pei Omer, it's Ki'ilo Yuraya Imamish Yisiyim, and it's like you're saying over Tosfos, you're learning the Masechta together. It's Kedai, I didn't know this until after the Masechta. I'm giving you a tip before, but it's a Gavalt Gazaf. You're learning the Masechta together with the Meram Rutenberg. This is the words of the Meram Rutenberg, with his Mesiras Nefesh, and with your Mesiras Nefesh, it could be a Mamish an Aliyah in Torah. Hashem Yinkam Esek Masa. This learning of Mesiras Nefesh is the only way to make a Emes HaKinyan in Torah. Zayis HaTorah Adam Kiyomis Ba'oil Ein Adam Nikdas Nikdas El Mishim Emes Asbalan. Mesiras Nefesh means a commitment to learn in any situation, any climate, any place that you go. One might ask that, what is my learning worth after all? I go to work most of the day, I come home, I go to the Beis Medrash for an hour, am I going to ever become a Gadol B'Torah? That's a shame. Let me just tell you the story of the Chaya Adam, Chachmas Adam, Avram Danzig, who was the Dayan of Vilna, whose sefer Chai Adam Chatzis Adam became a staple in Klal Yisrael worldwide. He writes in his Hagdama that people are going to ask, that he tells a secret that most people don't know. He was in business for over 15 years. He was a businessman. He traveled abroad. And he writes in his Hagdama that people are going to ask me that, where do you get your Torah from? Torah is not Me'evel Hayam. It's not found by Sachranim and Tagranim. It's not found by merchants and people and business. So how does he know his Torah? So he writes that even though I traveled abroad, by Yini Seicher, my Chachma stayed by me. Keeping a siyasa the derech daiti alav. Because when I was on the road, my das was on it. Uvashivasa b'chanas, when I was sitting in the store, daiti alav. V'teisili shafil b'shas masamata, even when I was busy negotiating business deals, still pa'am harve haya daiti alav v'hir perish akusha. I was thinking, while I was speaking to the guy, I was speaking about ha'ar in the sugya, a question. V'yamda alay asoichim shafil v'es a siyasa b'leipzig, even when I went to this place, like this commerce city, Leipzig, I took my Gemara with me, my Chumash, my Mishnayis. And even when I went to the Yerid, which is the busiest time of the year, during tax season, I learned a blood and a half besides Mishnayis. So right there, he asked the question, am I writing this to show off over here? He says, if I put on tefillin every day, is it something to write down in a Hakdamah to a Sefer? Of course, it's a mitzvah to put on tefillin, so you put on tefillin. It's a mitzvah to learn every day, so I have to learn. So it's up there. And the case is, Rak le'edel idea, should time o'ed a Sefer, that the people in business make a big mistake, a shame on their when they're on the road. Shame, I'm the part of the mitzvahs. I'm part of the mitzvahs. I'm the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. Chas v'chalila is up there. Loizel de'at ha'tarim. Or Tarkin says, yet I've been friendly part of the and he says that maybe my children or some will learn from me, and it'll be a schus for me if they take this limud, that when anyone can become a god of Yisrael, even a person who's in business, anyone can become the chayavim, as long as you keep your kviyas day in and day out. Taisus in Kedushin says he asks a stira. The Gemara in Kedushin says that after 120 years they're going to be asking us questions. The first question that the Gemara Kedushin says, Nisatav Nisatav Imuna, which literally means, did you deal honestly in business? Another question could be Kvasit in Latayra. But the first question is Nisatav Nisatav Imuna. Rav Taisus, the Gemara in Shabbos says in Daf Lamed Aleph, that Tchilas Dina Din Tayra. The first din is going to be a bit of Tayra. So are they going to first ask you about the Tayra that you learned? Or are they going to first ask you about the business that you did? So Taisus answers, and he says that the first question is going to be about the business, but the actual punishment is going to come because of the Tayra. So I was thinking, I came up with a mahalach, this chashuv over here. I like to suggest that they're really, each question is tali havaha. They're interrelated. You can't answer one question without answering the other question. We all know that b'etzim, a person's parnasa, is already kotzev from Rosh Hashanah. And the Hashem is masbil chol chai ratzon. So why do we go to work? Why do we make a pranasa? That's just not Torah. It's common to us anyways. The teretz is that the Ribbono Shel Olam put in the Mahal of the Olam that there's a tenai of ishtalus. Each person has to make the ishtalus, and through the ishtalus that he puts, then the Hashem sends down the pranasa. The question is, that what is the litmus test? How do you know if your ishtalus is going together of emunah v'tachon, that you're doing your ishtalus, and you're relying on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it goes out of that realm and goes into a gather of chesed v'etzem yadav. You do more than you have to do. What's the test? How do you know? How do you answer that question? The answer is that if you're doing, along with your shtalas, everything else that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to do, if you learn your kviyas itim l'knaira every single day, if you go to daven three times a day, if you're doing everything else, which is also the Ratzon Hashem, so then you know that you're being nesat nesat v'muna. If you're not, so then you're not going to be able to tell. You're not going to be able to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam the Satam and the Sati Be'amuna. I did my business Be'amuna with the trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam that He's taking care of me, and all I'm doing is my Ishtalos. So if you answer the question that you worked about Kvas Yitim L'Torah, and the answer is yes, So you can check off yes next to Nisatim Nisatim Munah. But if the answer is no, that you weren't kavas itzim l'tara, then you struck out on both. You weren't kavas itzim l'tara, and you weren't nisatim. You didn't do your business honestly. You weren't honest to yourself, and you weren't honest to the Rabbanu Shalom. So it's the same. Two questions have to be answered one with another. This is the mila of this chashuv program of Daf HaShavua. It makes a kviyas with a reasonable goal to finish. But it's not just about the daf. If you finish on Tuesday, it doesn't mean you're potter. I finished my daf on potter. You have to go through chazaras. You have to make the chinas. There's a kviyas. It's a kviyas itin l'tayra. It's a way to be kveya itin l'tayra. And just like the chayadam, since it has that reasonable goal, it's only a daf, so you're able to think about it, and you're able to think about it during the day, during your business day, you can think about the question, about ha'aretz, and you can only come with all of your strong, just like the chayadam. But you should know that the schar that you're going to get goes much further than that. Ramir Shapiro, founder of the family, he asked the question. We just said in the nusach over here by the siyum, anu meilim, neinu meilim. We're amal and they're amal. Anu meilim makal b'sar, v'hema amelim, einu makal b'sar. We are amelim, we learn literally, we learn Torah, and makal b'sar. After the Lina Ralph, after Meir Shapiro, it's Pasha. What are we saying? Anu amelim, we learn Torah when we get sar, and they go to do their meilim to get nothing? We're not saying they're a chedushim over there. What does it mean? It says in Meir Shapiro, the anu meilim makam schar is talking about a person who's a baal parnasa, and he goes to work the entire day. He comes home and he leaves the base medrash. He walks into the base medrash at 8 o'clock for matir. He's worn out. He just wants to get into bed. He opens up that gemara, learns the tzchavrusa, does his quota of the day, his hour of the day, and closes and goes to sleep. He says to Meir Shapiro that you're not going to just get schar for that hour of learning that you did that day. Because this hour, that amelis that you put into your, at the end of the day, or the beginning of your day, of learning, it's magala that my whole day, all my amelis, all my work, all my pranas, my ishtalis that I'm doing the entire day, is done by karsi. I have to make a pranas, I have to go to work, but my mind, my lay, my heart, my neshama, is in the basement, so that's where I want to be. So it turns around that the ana amelis of hamasar, we're talking about the work just like the goyim go to work. We're going to get the schar because as long as you're doing the Rosh Hashem, you're doing what the Rosh Hashem wants you to do, so you get the schar for your meals for the entire day. So, if you think about it, it's something that we have to not something to squander and to lose that opportunity. That it's not, when you think about that hour of learning that you're doing, the 2 hours of learning you're doing every night, it really turns your whole day, transforms your whole day into 24 hours of schar. It's like the end with a Maisa, the son-in-law of the Yashiv, the son of the Bacham, Yitzchak Lazetsky, he told me, he was once in Lakewood, he told me the story that Rabbi Yashiv was once by a bris. And like the minute was that after bris, everyone lined up by Rabbi Yashiv, and they asked for brachos. At the end, after everyone got their brachos, so they saw that in Kerabim, the close people close to Rabbi Yashiv, they saw their tears coming out of his eyes. And it was known that Rabbi Yashiv wasn't a very Baal Hergish in the open Akopan. So they asked him, what's going on? Rabbi, why are you crying? So he said that a Zayis Ratzon, that everyone, it's a Simcha, it's a Bris, and everyone's getting Bracha. There's not one person who can give me a Bracha, to also, I should be Shtai again, should have more Mesechus, Vishleimus, and Be'ian. That's what Rabbi Yashiv was crying about. Can you imagine, Rabbi Yashiv was close to 100 years old. He learned 18 hours a day. He knew Kula Tara Kula on his fingertips. And he still had she'ifas to learn more Mesechta Shleimus V'iyam. Alachas Kama V'kama, what do we have to say for ourselves? That there's no such thing that we did our daf, we did our Mesechta, we have to take chazaras, we have to take b'chinas, we have to shtag, and it's a lifelong avodah. And like the Brisker Rav says, that a siyum, when you make a siyum, and it's a davar shalom, a chaburam, the Rebbeinu Shalom has a zas simcha, it's an ace rotzen. We should close our eyes, we should daven that the Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the kaya, arichas yamim v'shanim, to be able to go through shas, kolatar kula, daf by daf, week by week. And we should be able to have gezunt for our wives and our children, and we should all go that the Torah should not be forgotten, pinu, desiring, or desires the reino. And Mirtz Hashem, we should take all the chizik and the gold weiter, and Mirtz Hashem, we should celebrate the next Yom Kippur with the Ma'ar Kayim coming out of the base of Shlishi from Herav Yadvein.
I was expecting something good, but that was better than what I expected. I want to note the presence of Mashkiach from Yeshiva Gedela. Hassan Weissman is here. He's not only here tonight, you should know that he also is proud to be a Loimei Daf HaShavua.